Good morning, welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are going to be learning Mizmor Ayin Hey, the 75th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. And yes, this is exactly halfway through the Book of Tehillim. So Tehillim is comprised of 150 Psalms. We are 75 in, so this has been an incredible amount of journey. So keep going, there is a lot to learn, there's a lot to appreciate still. Let's take a look at this Mizmor. It's a shorter Mizmor than the ones we've been dealing with up till now. It is made up of only 11 Psukim and basically divided into two sections. The first pasuk is a ketovet. It is its introduction, which is Lamnatzeach al Tashches Mizmor LaAsaf Shir. This is for the conductor, plea not to be destroyed, a psalm of Asaf, a song. And then the next pasuk Beis, is really essentially an introduction. Hoidinu Lecha Elokim Hoidinu, the Karav Shemecha Sipru Nifloisecha, which is, we give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks, and your name is Nia. They constantly tell of your wonders. That introduces the general theme of the Mizmor. And then the next two sections are the following. The first section is Gimel to Dalad, 3 to 4, which is a promise of Hashem to judge the earth with justice. And then finally, the last and main section of this Mizmor is Hey to Yod Aleph, which is the words of rebuke to the evildoers. In terms of the central theme, it seems pretty clear that the main point of this Mizmor is to give rebuke to those who are doing evil in this world, and reminding them that there will be a day of judgment, there will be a day where God will seek justice, and therefore they should not be arrogant about the lives they are leading. At the end, he promises that he will actually sing and praise Hashem for the justice which is meted out publicly to those who are evil. As he says towards the end, "Vani agid lo'olam azamra le'elokei Yaakov," I will tell and praise and sing to you forever, God of Yaakov. The voice in this Mizmor is one speaking on behalf of Hashem, so to speak. This is a representative, this is a righteous person who's representing the agenda and the ideas of God in this world. In terms of the placement, it seems that this Mizmor is placed to follow the last two Mizmorim, which were very dark. The Mizmor Ayin Gimel talks about the ideas, in 73 was the ideas of the suffering of the righteous and the success of the arrogant and evil. And Mizmor Ayin Dalad, which you just finished, is about Golus, about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So it makes a lot of sense that this Mizmor over here is coming to reaffirm that ultimately will be justice in the world. At the same time, it should be noted that the theme of this Mizmor may be a little desperate, in the sense that even though it's talking about upstanding and reaffirming God's justice, it is Al Tashches in its introduction, which means a plea not to be destroyed, which is, it gives a certain sense of urgency to this. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, it could be that this Mizmor was said in a public setting, by the Levim as an example, with Ruach HaKodesh to people who had come and visit the Beis HaMikdash, to reaffirm that ultimately there is justice, and also to sort of scare off, to admonish those in the crowd who are coming up, who think they can get away with the terrible things they do behind closed doors, or perhaps even behind closed doors. It seems that it's referring to a day of judgment in the future, and many of the Mefarshim take it that way, that what this Mizmor is saying is, don't get so excited, there will be a time in the future where there will be judgment meted out, and that may be the ultimate day of judgment. It reminds us of Psukim we see in Ha'azinu, in Devarim Lamed Beis. Hashem says, "Halo hu komusim odi chosuba otzrosai. I put it away; it's sealed up in my storehouses. Lino kom v'shileim le'es tamut raglecho ki korov yom edom v'chosh asidos lomoi. I have vengeance. I'm going to take it out as the day of the aid, the day of of their disaster is going to be near. V'chosh asidos lomoi, destiny is going to rush upon them." So it sounds similar to that kind of idea: is that wait and just see that there will be a judgment day. The Radak actually goes so far as to say that this Mizmor is primarily focused on the idea of what's called Kibbutz Golios, the idea when all the lost tribes, all the lost people in the diaspora, the Jews, will return to the land of Israel, and is referring to the judgment which will accompany that. Rav Amos Chacham, in his commentary on Tanakh in the Da'at Mikra, said, as he generally does, he globalizes this. He says, you know, it's not really referring to a central day of judgment. It's referring to the fact that there is judgment in this world in general. So it's not about a specific episode. It's referring to the fact that don't think you can get away with whatever you can get away with, because Hashem will follow up with you. It's not going to be swept under the rug. Fascinatingly enough, the Malbim actually takes a different slant on this. The Malbim says that the central theme in this Mizmor is the idea that if we perpetuate Meisharim, if we perpetuate Yosher, which means straightforwardness, justice, if we lead a society which exemplifies the values that Hashem asks us to live by, then, well, then Al Hashem will also perform justice for us. And therefore, he pinpoints it at a specific moment in history. He says that this mizmor is referring, he says, Kafianira Chibroi as Ashir Azeh Bimei Yehoshaphat. This was in the times of Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat was one of the kings of the south in the province of Judea. And at his time, there were many attacks from enemies. And because the fact that he established judges in each of the cities of Israel, and he perpetuated Mishpat, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave judgment. And that's exactly what the theme is saying. It should also be noted, just as an extra added bonus, that Yehoshaphat, of course, means, you know, Hashem will bring judgment, which, of course, naturally sinks and connects to this idea. In terms of the places in our davening this appears, although this does not appear explicitly, there's just a few things which is important being aware of. Number one is that this mizmor does parallel other aspects of and words and imagery in Tanakh. And one of those places is actually the Tfilas Chana, the second perek of Shmuel Aleph, where Chana prays and thanks Hashem for the fact that she has a child. But not only does she praise Hashem that she has a child, in it she talks about the justice of God, the wheel of fortune, how those who are up go down and those who are down go up. And she has a very strong language over there for those who tortured her personally and how she globalizes that. And this mizmor sounds very similar to that in certain imagery and tone. It is also important to notice that the pasuk Yud Aleph, the last pasuk of this mizmor, actually is the basis of some of the order of our Amidah. So for instance, it says, V'kol karnei rishayim agadea, Torah meimna karnei tzadik. All the horns or the pride of the evil I will cut down, and I will raise the pride or the horns of the righteousness. So the Tur, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Asher, in his compendium called the Tur, which is the predecessor to the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Haim Simon Kuf Yud Ches, says that this is the reason why we have the bracha in our Shmone Esrei of Vala Mal Shinim, talking about the evildoers, which immediately precedes the bracha of Alat Tzadikim. Why is that? Because this is the way it goes. Hashem is first going to seek justice from the evildoers and then give the justice and reward to those who are good in this world. That's perhaps an aspect in our tefillah which is learned from this mizmor. In terms of psukim in the spotlight, I'm just going to focus on one very fascinating pasuk here, and that is the ninth pasuk. The pasuk is hard to understand on its own terms. It says, Ki chois biyan Hashem, v'yayin chomar mole mesech, v'yager mizah, mizeh, ach shemorea yimtsu v'yishtu kol rishay aretz. So let's try to understand this. For there is a cup in the hand of God with strong wine. It is full of mixture. From this he pours, and all the wicked of the earth will drink, draining even its dregs. So that's his pasuk. What's going on over here? So Yerushalmi says a really fascinating thing. The Talmud Yerushalmi Psachim Samach Chesam Abayis tells us in the name of Rabbi Levi that that this is referring to the fact that at the end of time Hashem will give Dalad Koisos Shel Puranus. There are four cups, chalices of poison, or not poison, but punishment, which the evildoers in this world will have to drink, based on this pasuk over here. Quoting over here, and it talks about this kois in the hands of Hashem, and it relating to a pasuk in Yirmiyah, which talks about different attributes which are going to be absorbed by people in a pasuk in Tehillim Yud Aleph as well. So there is going to be judgment. In fact, the Radak, going according to the way he views this mizmor, says that this cup is what we had to drink when we were in the diaspora for almost 2,000 years. The nation of Israel has suffered terribly without any sense of accountability for the last 1900 years. And that cup that we've been drinking will be the cup which those who perpetuated those evils will have to drink when we get out of it. And that's what's being referred to over here. However, the Malbim says a really fascinating thing, and he talks about a general idea of how Hashem interacts with this world and where evil comes from. And he says, you should understand that Hashem has a cup, and the cup is full of wine, Yain Chemar, a beautiful, delicious, and wonderful wine. However, some people choose to drink only the dregs. There's some people, the Rishayim, those people in the world who make decisions with the consequences of which are to have very difficult things in their life. So, you know, the person who, you know, in a very simple way, the person goes out and, you know, after a shower in the winter and walks outside in the cold for a while, and they get sick and they say, God, why did this happen to me? So the answer is because you weren't careful. You didn't take care of yourself. This is not a God department. This is the human department. So the Malbim says over here, that's what happens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yain Chemar. Hashem has a cup, a chalice of good things. However, he says, what happens is that human beings make bad decisions, and bad decisions come with consequences. Not always are they punishments. They're simply consequences of bad decisions that are made. And that is the dregs that we're talking about over here. So in terms of this, in a certain sense, what he's saying in this mizmor is he turns to the Rishayim and he says, don't make the bad decision. Don't take those bad consequences, because that's not Hashem. That's you. The cup is open for the taking. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.